With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the third Republican presidential debate is just a few hours away. We get a preview from White House correspondent Greg Clugston in Miami.
The stage is set here in downtown Miami with fewer candidates than in previous debates. Five candidates will face off, but the GOP frontrunner is not here. Donald Trump is just a few miles away in Hialeah, a city with a sizable Hispanic population. Among the White House contenders who are here, Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis have ramped up their rivalry with more direct attacks. Tonight's debate will air on NBC TV and the Salem Radio Network. Greg Clugston at the GOP debate in Miami.
A new poll finds Americans divided on the Israel-Hamas war. Correspondent Jennifer King has more.
A survey asked U.S. respondents about Israel's counterattack to the Hamas assault on October 7th. 38% say it's been appropriate. 18% say it has not gone far enough, while 40% say Israel has gone too far. That's according to a poll conducted in early November by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. More Americans, 44%, now describe Israel as an ally that shares U.S. interests and values compared to 32% in August. Only about 36% say it is very or extremely important to provide aid to Israel's military. I'm Jennifer King.
Hunter Biden's attorney says subpoenas issued by House Republicans to members of President Biden's family are a political stunt. Wednesday's subpoenas are the most aggressive step yet by Republicans in an impeachment inquiry bitterly opposed by Democrats that's testing the reach of congressional oversight powers. The move by House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer to subpoena the Democratic president's son Hunter and his brother James comes as Republicans look to gain ground in their nearly year-long investigation. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 40 points. This is SRN News. More pro-abortion guidance from the Biden administration.
They want a federal appeals court to uphold health care guidance issued last year that says hospitals must provide abortions for women whose lives are at risk due to pregnancy. A federal judge blocked enforcement of the guidance last year after the state of Texas and pro-life advocates sued. They say Texas law already allows abortions to save the life of the mother, but that the federal guidance went too far, calling for abortions when an emergency condition is not present and eliminating obligations to treat the unborn child. I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
Meantime, Baptist Press reports that Stand for Life, a pro-life advocacy ministry, is touring college campuses to promote a society that values and protects all of humanity as created in God's image. Stand for Life is developing various Bible-based curricula for churches, individuals, and groups. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks drifting to another mixed close as Wall Street continues to recalibrate following its sharp recent swing. The S&P 500 edged up 0.1%, its third straight day of quiet trading. Eli Lilly jumped after getting U.S. approval for a weight loss drug, while Warner Brothers Discovery sank after reporting a worse loss for the last quarter than expected. The 10-year Treasury yield eased. Crude oil prices continued to slump further. The Dow was down 40 points today to close at 34,112. The NASDAQ gained 10 points to 13,650. The S&P 500 added 4 to 4,382. New York oil fell $2.04 to $75.33 a barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.